The Autism Dad is brought to you by Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. First of all, it's free, which is awesome. There are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer, which means no fancy equipment, and that's super convenient. Anchor will also distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, all the popular apps out there. And you can even begin making money from your podcast right away, because there's no minimum listenership required to start monetizing. So that's cool as well. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. That's anchor.fm to get started. The Autism Dad is brought to you by Anchor. Anchor is a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing your podcast. Best of all, it is 100% free and it is ridiculously easy to use. And now, Anchor can match you with great sponsors who want to advertise on your podcast. That means you get paid to podcast right away. In fact, that's what I'm doing right now by reading this ad. So if you have always wanted to start your own podcast and you want to get paid to do it, go to anchor.fm/start. That's anchor.fm/start. Hey guys, my name is Rob Gorski, and this is the Autism Dad podcast. I'm going to keep this really brief because I don't have a lot of time at the moment. But I wanted to drop you guys a line because April is Autism Awareness Month. You may or may not be aware of that. If you're not, now you are. Autism Awareness Month is the one time of year where everybody sort of focuses on raising awareness for autism and autism sort of related things. You'll see things like the Light It Up Blue campaign from Autism Speaks. That's probably the single loudest thing that you're going to see during this time. But I think Autism Awareness Month, we really need to focus on people. And the idea behind Autism Awareness Month, in my opinion, should be raising awareness, promoting understanding and acceptance. And I think the 800-pound gorilla in the room right now is this whole thing with Autism Speaks. Okay, so let's talk about that briefly for a minute. I personally do not support the Light It Up Blue campaign. I think it's okay if you do. I respect that. I don't have an issue with that. I don't, personally, because I don't think it has anything to do with autism. It has everything to do with a marketing campaign to raise money for Autism Speaks. And that's fine. I don't personally support that. Autism Speaks is the largest autism organization in the world. They are also very controversial. I have not personally ever had a negative experience with them, but I don't agree with a lot of what they do. I understand why the adult autistic community does not like them. I understand that, and I support the autistic community on that. I agree with them. At the same time, Autism Speaks does some really important things. You don't have to like them, but they do some really important things that impact you in a more indirect way. They deal with a lot of legislative type things. They help get laws passed. They do a lot of lobbying and a lot of research. They give out grants and things like that. That's all very, very important. But for me, Autism Awareness Month is a rare opportunity where we have everyone's attention. And I think rather than trying to fill the coffers at an organization that already has more money than they know what to do with, we should be focusing on organizations like the Autism Society, who are very grassroots, who function on a community level, and they, you know, all the money raised in a community stays in the community, and it goes for things like education and advocacy and programs that help educate employers about the benefits and advantages of hiring autistic people. They hold workshops that help young people transition into adulthood. You know, they help with things like housing, securing housing, independent living, you know, things like that actually they make a difference in the lives of both autistic people and their families. And that is so important, and it doesn't get enough attention. It does not get the funding that it deserves, and it doesn't get the media coverage. You know, nobody talks about it. Because there's not big flashy lights and blue light bulbs and a budget, a marketing budget that really helps them to get the word out. And so my hope is that we can sort of refocus what we're doing, and rather than focus solely on things like the Light It Up Blue campaign and supporting Autism Speaks, which again are do they do important work, but we get 1 month a year, and I would like to see that 1 month happen in a way that lifts people up, that supports those who are supporting others. And I think that's something that is really lacking anymore in Autism Awareness Month. The other thing that I wanted to talk about was, people want to know what they can do to raise awareness or to help promote understanding and acceptance. In my opinion, and take it for what it's worth, I feel one of the best things that you can do is share your story. If you're an autistic person, use your voice, whether it's written, whatever, share your story. Your insight is so important to helping people understand what it's like. If you're a parent, share your story. It's important. Right now we have this, not to harp on Autism Speaks, but they have sort of become the one voice representing the whole of autism, and I find that to be a very dangerous thing. And the reason I say that is because, autism is so profoundly dynamic. It's such a fluid condition. It's different for every person who is on the autism spectrum. It's different for every family. Everybody's unique. And so you cannot have one voice representing the whole of millions of people. And I think if more people shared their stories, we could show the diversity. We could show how we should be viewing autism. We should not be looking at this as a cookie cutter condition. We shouldn't be looking at everybody as being the same because they fall under one umbrella term. And sharing your story, putting your voice out there helps to do that. It's one of the reasons that I started doing what I'm doing about 10 years ago. I mean, I really wanted people to know what it's like for families like mine. Your story will be different than mine. Mine is different than yours. Both of ours is different than the next person's. But what it does is it helps people to sort of surround autism with context. And right now, a lot of what people think is, about autism is they base it on what they see on TV or in the movies or, they read on the news or something like that. And it's not always accurate. And I think the best way to help us really educate the public is for them to see just how diverse the community really is. And I think that we should celebrate those differences, and we should be promoting how unique everybody is. And it's important that we hear from everybody. We should hear from autistic people. Their voice matters. We should hear from parents. Their voice matters. This isn't a, there shouldn't be animosity or tension or anything like that. We should all be working together to further the cause. And I just would, I really like to see that happen this year. I mean, I don't expect that it will, but I think if even one more person shares their story, that's a positive thing. And that's something that we can walk away from at the end of the month and feel proud of. And so just remember, April is devoted to autism awareness, and we can celebrate it in a variant of ways. In my opinion, I feel like we should be focusing on the people and less about the money. And if you want to make donations, if you want to support organizations, that's great. If you want to support the Light It Up Blue campaign, that's up to you. I respect that. If you want to make a difference in the lives of people, then look at organizations like the Autism Society and other local sort of grassroots community-based programs that are there to help people in real life, you know, help people who are struggling, help people, you know, who need assistance. That's how you make a difference in the lives of everyday people. And that's what I would really like to see happen. I would like to see that trend happen. So again, like I said, I just wanted to make this kind of brief. I wanted to sort of touch base on Autism Awareness Month, just sort of share some brief thoughts that I have, and kind of encourage you guys to look at things in a different light. So again, my name is Rob Gorski. This is the Autism Dad blog, Autism Dad podcast. This is the podcast. I write the blog. You can find me at the Autism Dad blog at theautismdad.com. My social media links are at the top. You can hit me up on Twitter. I don't really pay attention to the other ones. So check me out there. I will be back probably in the next couple of days with something else. I have a bunch of stuff planned for Autism Awareness Month, and I'm working to see if I can pull it off. So again, I appreciate you guys listening. Remember, you can subscribe via your favorite podcasting app, and every listen, every subscription, every share, all that stuff, it really helps to support my efforts, keeps the podcast going, keeps the blog going, helps me support my family. So I really appreciate it, guys, and I will talk to you soon.